Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. If you are not aware of this, hopefully you're sitting down. Are you a Gmail user? Well, if you are, I got some news for you. 183 million passwords are stolen in a data breach. A major Gmail data breach has exposed the passwords of over 183 million users. And experts are warning everyone to check their accounts that were compromised. Australian cybersecurity expert Troy Hunt, the creator of what have been Pond, which is HIPB, website, revealed that the incident describing the vast corpus of stolen data totaling about 3.5 terabytes, that's about 875 HD movies worth of hacked info. The breach, which actually occurred in April, includes email addresses and passwords from Gmail, Outlook, Yahoo, and other major providers. It's not a single hack, but rather a collection of stellar logs. So there you go. Data that malware siphoned from infected computers and then the spread across the web. To see if you have been affected, users are urged to go to havebeenpwnd, so havebeenpwnd.com. Enter their email and check for any breaches. If your email appears, change your password immediately and enable two-factor authentication, that's a 2FA, for added protection. Experts warn that even if your Gmail password wasn't directly leaked, after other logins might have been, like Amazon, Netflix, or even eBay, could compromise of reused passwords. So there you go. If you're one of these people that like to use the same password over and over again, this could potentially be an issue for you. So you might be sitting there for a moment and going, why is this your main story? The reason that it's the main story, because I wanted to talk about something. Let's talk about some of the stuff that happens inside of the workplace. And you know that some of these things happen where things get breached, where things do vanish. And all of a sudden, a lot of people will go, well, don't say anything, or they'll tell everybody and their brother. So there's kind of the two-option mode. I will tell you, I worked for an organization, and the organization had what we'll call it a data breach. And let me explain why I'm calling it a data breach. So they had a pretty big provider that had some mountains that some people would say that were made out of iron. And they were supposed to protect paperwork for this group of people. And, you know, they also provided shredding services and so on. But as part of the protection aspect of the paperwork that was there, I had the lovely opportunity to go take a look at some of the stuff that was readily available, to come to find out that all of the paperwork that the organization claimed that was there was no longer there. It was not there at all when I went to go look to make sure that we had every duck in a row. And the organization opted not to tell the people that this was going on. They opted to pretend like all of the data needed to be refilled out because they were changing service providers and they wanted to have a new application. Now, if you've ever worked in a place and after you've been there for a while, they come and say, hey, we need a new app for you.
We are taking a break to share a message with you. If you're like me, you've probably heard the buzz about AI and wondered, can I trust it with my data? Will it undermine human judgment? Those are valid questions. That's exactly why Hopco Pilot is built the way it is. Hopco Pilot agents operate on Microsoft Copilot. Microsoft 365 Copilot protects your organizational data, user prompts and responses. Your data is stored securely and remains within trusted boundaries. In Hopco Pilot, ethics and people stay at the center. Use the Work Design and Error Trap Analysis agent to find risky ambiguities without pointing fingers. Use the 4Ds or 4Ls Worker Insights agent to bring out what the frontline sees. When an incident occurs, the Event Learning Storyboard agent helps you learn with fairness and clarity. If you've doubted AI, that's okay. But imagine an AI that amplifies human wisdom, never replacing it, where your values guide every decision, and where your data is protected. That's what Hopco Pilot offers. So here's what you can do now. Go to hopcopilot.com see those agents in action. Try the free event learning storyboard or schedule a conversation about bringing the full platform into your work. Let's create safer, smarter change. Together, Hop Copilot. Where people lead, AI supports, trust follows. Now back to the podcast.
And I'm talking about like an application to fill out. You might want to question some stuff. And the organization decided to do that opposed to telling people the reality of what was going on, that all of their data has been disrupted, and opposed to sitting back and going, hey, let's go ahead and get you some identity protection stuff because we kind of fucked up because there's no other way to put it. They opted not to do that, and they decided to go down the route where they said, okay, we're going to do this from the standpoint that we're going to do this entirely different and not tell a soul on what's going on. And they wanted me to head out portion of that process. Unfortunately for them, I opted not to do that and complained and complained and complained, and I rattled every tree that I could to let people know of what was going on. Now, these people later on inside of my career while being there tried to get me to sign a non-disclosure agreement where I wouldn't talk about any of this stuff that happened at that workplace because of how shitty it was of actually working there. Now, I will tell you, without working at that place, I would have never realized that I needed to go out on my own. Now, this is not for me to sit back and complain about these places. What I'm sitting here and talking about is that sometimes we have some of these breaches that take place, and how we tend to manage them after the fact is very difficult for some. So maybe what we need to give some consideration to is moving forward and being honest with our people if something does occur. I was recently reading that there is that AT&T is going through a issue where there was a huge data breach, and now they're having to pay out to their customers up to $7,500 per person for this breach that occurred. And these are the things that we're talking about here. So take a look around, see what's happening, and see if it makes sense in the long run. Because how we communicate with people about what's going on with data breaches, even inside of our workplace, might be something important.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.